Now we will begin with this same section here, section 6 of this chapter on Joseph, and continue the talk and pray God to strengthen us and shine some light on our situation. But remember this, God says that that is how he established Joseph in the land. Now, if we find in our circumstances as a enslaved people, kept subdued people in this part of the world, if we find in our circumstances events similar to those that were in the life of Joseph, and if we believe in the word of God, the Quran, then we should take hints from that story and strengthen our life. Say, look, we do not have economic power. We don't have political power. We are not favored in this country. Now, you can make yourself believe whatever you want to believe. You can just drift out there in the world of make-believe. That's up to you. I'm talking reality. We are not favored in this country. We are the disfavored in this country. Our circumstances are still bad, God, oh Lord. Our circumstances are still bad. Then take the hints from that story. Say, now God will establish us if we keep our moral tenacity. God will establish us if we be morally consistent. If we will be want right by everybody. If we will want good for everybody. Not just for blacks, for everybody. Here are people in slavery and a people freed, so-called liberated, and for all the time they were trying to get equal opportunity or to get into the mainstream of these United States or the life of America, they were claiming that they had a belief in a God and that they had a belief in moral justice, divine justice. They were claiming to be good people. Wasn't that our claim? As a race, our politicians and our religious people, our church people were speaking in the name of all of us, and they were claiming before the world that we are God-fearing people that believe in the moral justice of God. And then as soon as we get the freedom that we want to play and have some ice cream cones and some hot dogs and chilies, as soon as we get that freedom to play and have some common food, we forget what it was all about. We forget the moral message that we sent out and betray it right in our own life so soon. You see how come we ain't getting nowhere now? So let's pray for forgiveness and take hints from that great, mystical, beautiful passage story in Quran of Joseph. Take hints from it to strengthen and tighten up your own life and your own situation. So we pray, God, forgive us our sins, strengthen our faith, make pure our intention, and establish us among the good and excellent followers of Muhammad the Prophet, peace and the blessings be upon him. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد آمين. please, we have a guest here today. And we have invited him to address us. So we are very happy and we thank Allah that he was able to be here today. So, brother and Dr. Abdul Sami, would you please come now? Let us give our attention to our dear brother, distinguished brother in the faith.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Alhamdulillah wa kafa. والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يريدون ليطفئوا نور الله بأفواههم والله متم نوره ولو كره الكافرون هو الذي أرسل رسوله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله ولو كره المشركون يا أيها الذين آمنوا هل أدلكم على تجارة تنجيكم من عذاب أليم تؤمنون بالله ورسوله وتجاهدون في سبيل الله بأموالكم وأنفسكم ذلكم خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون يغفر لكم ذنوبكم ويدخلكم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار ومساكن طيبة في جنات عدن ذلك الفوز العظيم وأخرى تحبونها نصر من الله وفتح قريب صدق الله العظيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه اللهم ألهمني رشدي وأعذني من شرور نفسي آمين يا رب العالمين Respected brother Imam Warisuddin Muhammad and dear brothers and sisters in Islam, I am very grateful to respected brother Imam Warisuddin Muhammad to give me an opportunity to address you, and I am grateful to you for sparing more time to listen to me. We the Muslims, we owe certain things to Allah, the Quran, and Muhammad, peace be upon him. We all are the believers of La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah, as you very well know, means that there is no God, there is no ilah except Almighty Allah. And we owe something to this. And then we say Muhammadur Rasulullah, that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the messenger of God. We owe something to this also. When we say La ilaha illallah, we are supposed to prove it, that we say La ilaha illallah. And we have to prove that we believe in it, we mean it. To say is something different, and to believe and mean is something different. We have to prove that we mean it. And to prove this, we have to consider him our master, our ruler in the real sense. To prove this, we have to surrender before him, and we have to be obedient to him, not only in mosque but everywhere. And at every moment, we are supposed to be obedient to him. But it's important that to be obedient to him is not an easy job. You very well know. We have to struggle. We have to strive. We have to endure to be his humble servants, to be his obedient servants, to be his obedient slaves, especially in a society which doesn't believe in his supremacy. In an anti-God society and in an un-Islamic, anti-Islamic society, And then in such a society, try to be obedient to Allah. We'll be just like making an attempt to swim against the flow of the river. As a river is flowing from east to west, and we want to swim from west to east. Then, when we say La ilaha illallah and Muhammadur Rasulullah, every one of us says it, not only for himself, but for everybody. When I say La ilaha illallah, there is no God except He, I don't mean only for myself, but I mean it for everybody. I mean it for you. I mean it for one who is present here and one who is not present here. One who believes in Him and one who doesn't believe in Him. For everybody, He is God. But as I have decided to be obedient to Him, now I am supposed to make others also obedient to Him. For that, I have to make dawah. I have to propagate the message. I have to preach the ideology that I have got. And I have to convince others to join me. But again, we have to be very clear. And we have to be very much considerate. And we have to give the people an allowance. And that allowance is that we have to mind, we have to feel that only the men of determination, only the courageous people, those who have got a clear understanding in the first instance, the first they should happen to understand what's the reality. In an un-Islamic cosmos, in an atheistic and Christian cosmos, even to recognize God to be the reality itself is a difficult job. And then first to recognize, and then to have a determination to act according to that is a very difficult job. So only those who are smart enough, who are intelligent enough to understand this reality, and they are courageous enough, and they are the men of determination, only then they'll be able to act upon the Islamic ideology. But the question arises, that is Islam only for the men of determination? Is it only for the courageous people? I say no. What's your idea? Is Islam only for the courageous people? Is it? I say no. We claim that Islam is the message. Islam is the religion for the whole mankind. It is equally the religion for the people of the West and the people of the East, the people of Europe and people of America, the people of Africa and the people of Asia. It's equal for all of the human beings. But as we find that to act upon this religion is possible only for those who are the men of determination, what about others? If we can't accommodate them, if it is not possible for them to act upon, then it's not the religion of the whole world, it's not the whole religion of the whole humanity. But we believe it is. How it is the religion of the whole world? Almighty Allah says, the ayat I have recited before you from Surah As-Saff, يُرِيدُونَ لِيُطْفِئُوا نُورَ اللَّهِ بِأَفْوَاهِهِمْ وَاللَّهُ مُتِمُّ نُورِهِ وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْكَافِرُونَ. That the enemies of Islam, they want to blow out the candle of Islam. with their mouths, with their breaths. And Allah Almighty has decided to complete His light even if the non-believers averse. They don't like it. Then it's هو الذي أرسل رسوله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله. It's He who has sent His messenger Muhammad, peace be upon him, with the complete guidance, that is Quran, and with the complete religion, the true religion, that is Islam, so that He makes this religion dominate over the whole world. It's very important to note. When the system of the society will be Islam, Islam will be easy to practice. You know, secularism has done a great disservice to humanity by changing the meanings of the word religion. If you look into the Oxford Dictionary to see the meanings of the word religion, you'll find religion means the way of life. It is not at all the private affair of the man. It is the way of life. It is a system of society. As in this system, there's a system going on. The system of interest is going on. There's an atheistic philosophy going on. Everybody, when he leaves his house, he's automatically in the flow of that river. But to move against that, to have a step other than that, that is a difficult job. But to be on that path is extremely easy. What the Prophet of Allah had to do, what Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was appointed to do, he was given the complete guidance, that is the Quran. And he was given the complete religion, that is Islam. And the objective of that was to make the system dominate over the whole society and be the system of society, be the way of life. And surely this was not going to be liked by the leaders of that system. You know, there are two things. Islam does not compel anybody to join Islam by force. But at the same time, in an Islamic system, no one will be allowed to undo the system of Islam. Like you see in the Constitution of America, although that is just in the Constitution, but that clause is derived from the teachings of Islam, that there will be no compulsion upon anybody for his religion. Everybody will be free to have his private affairs done according to his own choice. But anything which is in contrast with the Constitution of America, even from the family life or the private life, will not be allowed. If Islam is the system of the life, it is also to do the same thing. If it has to deal with anti-Islam activities with force, but it has not to compel anybody to become Muslim. Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam came for this reason. And the next is in Surah As-Saff, that Allah Almighty calls you and me, Ya ayyuhallazina amanu, O the believers, hal adullukum ala tijaratin tunjikum min azabin aleem. Should I guide you to a business? You know, some of your friends, he has got $100,000, you come to know about that. And you know the business very well, the ups and downs of the business. You go to him and tell him, oh my friend, oh my brother, you have got $100,000. Should I tell you an investment? That if you invest your $100,000 in that investment, you will gain a lot of profit. You will make a good money. Allah Almighty has given man his life, his body, with some capabilities, and he has given him some wealth. some worldly belongings, his house, his property, his wealth. Now Allah Almighty speaks to the human beings, to the believers. Oh, the believers, should I tell you a business? To invest your life, to invest your body, and to invest your wealth? If you do it, you'll get rid of the severe torment, the severe doom. And what's that investment? تُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَتُجَاهِدُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ بِأَمْوَالِكُمْ وَأَنفُسِكُمْ. If you believe in Allah and His Prophet in the real sense, and make a struggle in the cause of Allah with your lives and your belongings, that's better for you if you understand. And this struggle is the ultimate demand of the belief. As he says in Surah Al-Hujurat, the innama al-mu'minuna alladhina amanu billahi wa rasulihi thumma lam yartabu wa jahadu bi amwalihim wa anfusihim fi sabilillah ulaika hum as-sadiqun. That the believers are only those who believe in Allah and His Prophet in such a way that they don't have any doubt about it. And they strive, they make a struggle in the cause of Allah with their lives and their belongings. These are the only true people in their saying that they believe in Allah and His Prophet. And mind you, the problem that we are having here, if we only talk of the problems in this society or anywhere in the world, we'll not get rid of the problems. We have to make a planning to change the system. And until and unless we decide that with our struggle, America has to become an Islamic state, only then we can think of being independent here. If we expect our enemies to be kind to us, if we expect the enemies of God to be considerate with us, it's our mistake, I believe. We have to consider our enemy as an enemy. We have to consider the enemy of God as our enemy. And we don't have to make any compromise. And to produce an ease for us that we can act upon Islam, and also for many others amongst the Muslims as well as the non-Muslims to come to the fold of Islam, to the circle of Islam, to join Islam, because that is the correct way of life. What we have to do is we have to make the system of Islam dominate over the whole society. If we do it, if we do our struggle, in the same Surah Al-Hujurat, Surah Al-Saff, Allah Almighty says that if you do that struggle with your belief, Allah Almighty will forgive you for your sins and will make you enter into the paradise. And secondarily, what you desire, that is Nasrum min Allah wa Fathun Qareeb, the help of Almighty Allah will come and you will gain victory. And when the victory will come, what will happen? Ila jaa Nasrullahi wal Fath. When the help from Almighty Allah will come, and there will be victory. And there was victory. Ra'ayta an-nasa yadkhuluna fi dinillahi afwaja. O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you saw the people joining the fold of Islam in troops and in armies. The same will happen here. What we have to understand is that only by talking and asking our enemy to be helpful to us, to be considerate with us, will not help us to gain anything. What we have to do is that first we have to make our own faith stronger and stronger, that Allah Almighty is really our master and He exists. And we have to revitalize our faith in the day of judgment, that even if we lose everything here, we'll be gaining there in the day of judgment. And we have to have a firm belief in our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that whatsoever he brought in the form of Quran and his sayings in the form of hadith, they are the absolute truth, and we have to follow them. And then we make a struggle with whatsoever we have. What we have? We have this body, and we have some belongings. Until unless everything that we have got, that becomes not for us, for Allah Almighty. We don't own our property, we don't own our life. We say our life is for Allah, our body is for Allah, our children are for Allah, and our property is for Allah, our assets are for Allah, our capabilities for Allah, our abilities are for Allah, our time is for Allah. Until unless everything of ours becomes for our Master, Almighty Allah. And then we make a struggle with everything but we have got. Allah Almighty will certainly help us to uproot this system and make United States of America at least an Islamic state in the whole world. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات. I thank you very much again for the honor that you have given me to address you and for listening to me quietly and patiently. Thank you very much. Assalamu alaikum.
We thank God, we thank Allah for our brother, for his visit, and also for his words to us. His words to us of faith, strength, encouragement, and also good advice and direction. here is a Muslim from another part of the world, in fact, great distance from us, thousands of miles away from us. He's visiting here in these United States. He lectures in his tongue, in Arabic language, and in his own tongue, but he also handles English very well. But this is not the way that he, this is not the language that he prefers to lecture in. He lectures in his own tongue and in Arabic, but because he knows that we are not ourselves fluent in Arabic, he have addressed us in English. And he have invited us to do what the followers of Muhammad, the Prophet, did, peace and blessings be upon him, and that was they invited governments, nations, to accept al-Islam. And he have asked us indirectly to seek to change, bring change that will be really acceptable to Muslims. In other words, as long as you have a system over you that is against your good life, then you will always have trouble. And he's right. As long as you have a system over you that does not respect your good life, you will always have trouble. So it would be more courageous of us to seek to invite our government people, our government and the people of America, to become Muslim. So we need to grow up to that level of courage, where we don't just invite individuals to the religion, but invite the country to embrace the religion. I have a strategy. Inshallah, it will come one day. Assalamu alaikum.